meantime, something else people are quitting in their droves is apparently private health insurance. A poll from conducted by the Medical Technology Association of Australia says that the number of people, number of Australians who have dropped their private health insurance in the last 5 years is likely to be over 2.2 million, which is just under one-tenth of the population. So it's it continues to raise questions about how much we value private health insurance and how much value it adds to us. To talk about that, I'm joined by the CEO of Medical Technology Association of Australia, Ian Burgess. He's on the line now. Hi, Ian.
Good morning, Andrew.
So why did you conduct this survey in the first place? Did you suspect that there was an issue around the value people were getting out of their private health insurance or the value they saw in it?
Yes, and that's been well reported over the last several years now. What these findings do is they actually give a rare insight into the real rate of churn and burn of private health insurance coverage. And this type of data isn't published by insurers. And the government should actually require greater transparency and require insurers to publish the number of people who are actually dropping out.
Because I noticed that the chief executive of private healthcare didn't probably dispute your figures, but said that there are only one set of figures that they kind of abided by, which were drawn from APRA. Is from your research, obviously, did you find that the level was greater than what APRA had said previously, or do you have a comparison between those two sets?
And that's right. The insurers didn't dispute these figures, and as I mentioned, they're actually not published. This isn't publicly available. APRA will only publish net changes, so people coming in and people going out from private health insurance. So we're not getting the full picture from what is publicly available. And this data shows that the key reasons are premium costs, also value for money, and out-of-pocket expenses. And that first one, the premium costs, the continually rising premiums, was the key reason that people stated why they dropped out of private health insurance.
Do you think there's probably, and you may not have data to support this, but just anecdotally, do you think there's a larger group of people in Australia who have private health insurance just kind of out of a sort of sense of obligation, or they're not really using it, they just feel like it's something they need for a sort of emotional security, and they're not getting any value from, I mean, what would it cost at least sort of over $1,000 a year, $1,200 a year?
It can cost that much. Even for a family on the top cover, it can be as much as $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's bad news for the 11 million Australians still covered by private health insurance. There's another round of premium increases coming in early next year. And that's going to see policies increase by between $50 to more than $300 next year. So we're actually at a tipping point where the next premium round actually has to go below zero. It needs to, and that means an actual premium decrease. Otherwise, we're only going to see more and more young Australians, more and more families, not being able to afford their private health insurance and dropping out.
What's the crossover between your association, the Medical Technology Association Australia, and private health? Why do you have a particular interest in this?
So private health insurance reimburses patients for the cost of their medical devices used during medical procedures. Now, insurers have been blaming the cost of medical devices for premium increases and using that as a reason for calling for yet another round of premium increases at twice the rate of inflation. But what the facts show, what the official government data released by APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, shows that medical device prices fell on average 14% in recent years, and that saved insurers $390 million. Now, there's also another round of cuts coming in early next year to medical device prices. And that's going to see devices like pacemakers, they will cost 38% less than 3 years ago. And the most commonly used hip implant will cost 30% less than 3 years ago. So there's significant cuts to the prices of devices. And the big insurers have not paid one extra cent for medical devices in recent years. But at the same time, we've seen the big insurers implementing premium increases twice the rate of inflation and also continuing to bank billions of dollars in profits.
I'm talking to Ian Burgess, who's the CEO of Medical Technology Association of Australia. 9221882, are you one of the 2 million people, or the over 2.2 million people, who have ditched their private health insurance? And if so, why? Why did you decide it wasn't worth it? I know my brother has, for example. his point of view is that it's a scam. But if you've got a point of view, if you didn't find you were getting value out of it, if you had a particular experience that turned you against it, or if you have it and you love it, give us a call, 9221882. Ian, so what would you like to see change off the back of this research? What's the crucial element? Is it lowering premiums on prosthetic hips and knees and that sort of thing, or are there other things you'd like to see change about the system?
Well, the prices of medical devices have come down and will come down again at the start of next year. So that's ongoing. What we're not seeing are those savings in costs being passed on by the insurers, because clearly they're still increasing premiums by twice the rate of inflation and they're still maintaining their profitability. So the immediate priority is to ensure that the next premium round increase is below zero. It needs to be a premium reduction. Otherwise, as I said, we're only going to see more and more people questioning the value of their insurance and not being able to afford to maintain their insurance. And unfortunately, we're seeing the big insurers focused on maintaining their profitability, which has meant that they've actually been focused on dropping customers and not dropping prices. And there's no other industry, there's no other business where you would see a business facing continued loss of customers and simply respond to that by just raising prices every year.
Ian, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks, Andrew.